Well, I'm here in the chapel of Jesus College, Cambridge, with Kieran Cooper. So, Kieran, tell me about tonight's performance.
De Profundis is a new choir. It's specifically designed to sing music of the Renaissance, so sort of 16th century mostly, and which is something that is done quite a lot, but these days, particularly in England, it's done with mixed choirs with sopranos on top. But there's quite a lot of evidence to show that in Italy and on the continent, the choirs had countertenors on the top, so men singing high, okay. Which makes everything a lot lower than we're used to hearing it. So it's richer, it's more sonorous, and from a singer's point of view, it's more interesting because it's often pieces we've done before, but we're singing very differently. And from an audience point of view, I think it is. So that was my colleague Mark's idea to start the choir. He recruited a group of singers from his friends and contacts. We got together last weekend, and here we are.
So that was the first time you all got together, was it?
Absolutely. We did an intensive weekend last weekend, and then a dress rehearsal this afternoon. So it's quite a lot of rehearsal for a choir, because we're used in this country to putting things together at quite short rehearsals. Mm. So we did a lot of work, I think we're looking forward to the results.
You've got a fantastic venue.
Yeah, it's really a nice place to sing in. It's not too resonant, mm-hmm. But so you can hear yourself, but there's quite a bloom on the sound so that it mixes nicely. Mm-hmm. And with a fantastic capacity audience that was just coming in, it's going to be a good one, I think.
And both the transepts are full as well.
I think so. It's you never know with these things. You cast your bread upon the waters. And so, yeah, even
so
though it's a hard night.
So what can the audience expect for tonight?
So all the music tonight is by a composer called Palestrina, mm-hmm. Who worked in Italy. He was Italian, in the Sistine Chapel and various other churches in Rome. The bulk of the program is a mass. His Missa Papae Marcelli, Papae Pope Marcellus. We don't know why it was called that. Maybe dedicated to him, mm-hmm. whatever. It's a big piece. So we're doing movements of that, and then also some pieces for what we call double choir. So two choirs of the same kinds of voices, separated a bit, and often doing things backwards and forwards. So it should be an interesting mix.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
Thanks, Alex.